doesn't love a good miracle? I catch myself often praying for the miraculous, a financial breakthrough for our work in the Middle East, miraculous healing from illness for a loved one, the return of a prodigal. We all have a list of impossible situations we'd love God to deliver us from. The Apostle Paul had his share of problems too. In Acts 16, he and Silas were beat up and thrown into shackles awaiting their fate. They had an imminent need to be delivered from prison. That night, Paul and Silas did experience a miracle. Luke tells us that about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundation of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. Talk about a miracle. But I wonder if in our desire to be freed from our prisons, we missed the real miracle that took place that night. When life was at its darkest, Paul and Silas sang a song of praise to the Lord. Talk about a miracle. Revival took place that night because Paul and Silas understood that sometimes what matters more than our freedom is our worship of God in the midst of our pain. I wonder what would happen in your life if instead of just asking to be freed from your impossible situations, you first asked God to give you a song in the night. Now talk about a miracle.